The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
Good morning, Ann Arbor, Michigan. Happy Friday, everybody. It's Friday, January 18th, 2018. This is the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket online at WTK.com. Getting ready for what for many of us is a long weekend. We will celebrate honor MLK Day on Monday, and we will be back here in the air chairs on Tuesday, but a busy show for you coming up. In a little bit, we're going to hear from Kurt Golder, Michigan men's gymnastics coach. His team is, they're loaded this year. They bring back 25 of their 30 routines, and they have a lot of talent. They one of the guys that comes back was a two-time All-American, but last year labored through injuries and was not able to repeat those earlier performances from his career, so they have a lot of experience, a lot of talent coming back, and he and I break down the team as we preview the season, as we get you ready for the they open their season this weekend at the Windy City Invitational in Chicago, and they have three home competitions coming up this year, the first one in early February. We talk about that in there as well, so you can mark your calendars for only – there's only three times the opportunity to cheer on your home team this year for the Michigan men's gymnastics team. But you hear from Kurt Golder coming up. Always a fun interview, a lot to say about his team coming up at around 6:25. We'll have a recruiting roundup for you, of course, at 7:45. We will have John U. Bacon at 9:05 here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTK, The Ticket online at WTKA.com. So, again, there's a lot to get to on the show. There's can't believe what Fox Sports is thinking about doing, but a lot to get to. But I want to open up on a somber note. For those of you that know Jim Dick, who was a football coach and gym teacher in town for many, many years, maybe you know him as Jim on the Floor, the one of the event staff guys at the Chrysler Center. That's how I know Jim. I did not know Jim as the gym teacher or as the football coach. I knew Jim as the guy near midcourt on the floor, right near the where the TV broadcast crew is, with those floor seats. And I'd go down and see Jim just about every game. I've missed Jim this year. He hasn't been there. And he lost his battle with cancer yesterday. And sad to report that one. And he was a multi-sport athlete at Ann Arbor High in the mid-60s. He was a coach and educator in the Ann Arbor schools for many, many, many years. He coached at Forsyth Junior High School for 27 straight wins between 1975 and 1979. Ninth graders at that point were actually still in middle school. A little bit of a different time back then. He was an assistant coach at Huron for a number of years. He was active in the community. He was a softball player. He was an umpire. And he was a terrific, terrific guy. Jim on the Floor, as I will know him, a lot of you that are listening, if you grew up in the area, you knew him as coach or as a teacher. And probably a lot of you, maybe you don't know him by name, but you would actually know him by face, having been to Chrysler or other places around town. And it was sad to read the news that Jim passed away yesterday after what is a short battle with cancer. And can't exactly use the language I want to use when we talk about cancer, because I know a lot of it's impacted all of us. It's why we do so many of the fundraisers and programs that we do with different cancer-related charities and organizations, and obviously Michigan Medicine, et cetera. So very sad news yesterday, but I wanted to pay tribute to Jim on the Floor, coach and teacher Jim Dick, here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTK, The Ticket. It's a rough transition, so I'll use basketball as the transition because I know Jim really enjoyed watching the games from his mid-court spot as an event staff guy at Chrysler Center, and obviously another big opportunity for Michigan tomorrow to go on the road to Wisconsin, a noon Eastern time tip-off, so an early game in Madison, which maybe will have the crowd a little bit subdued at the Kohl Center. But the Wolverines, as we always say, there are certain things in sport, whether it's basketball or football, which is what we talk about the most here on the show. I guess in baseball, it would be pitching. But in basketball, in hockey for that matter, and in football, what travels is defense, or goaltending, I guess, in hockey. But defense travels, and Michigan plays itself some defense. And it's actually what helped Michigan State last night to get their win on the road, because that was the lone game in the Big Ten last night. Leading up to games tonight in the Big Ten, the Michigan game and two other games tomorrow, and a game on Sunday. But Michigan State went to Nebraska last night and beat the Cornhuskers 70-64. And the game was pretty close for the most part. There was just a couple of spurts here or there to give Michigan State the any kind of an advantage in the game, and it was later in the game. And again, it was never really a major differential in the score between these two. The game was fairly close throughout. Michigan State just kept Nebraska late in the game, just at arm's length to wrap that one up. Wrap it up. And Cassius Winston is the reason they won the game on the offensive side of the floor. He had 29 points. He had 6 assists. He had 3 rebounds. Cassius Winston was very good in the game last night. 9 of 15 overall from the floor, 8 of 9 from the free throw line. He got help from Nick Ward, who had 15 points and 10 rebounds. And then there were no other double-digit scores, but they dominated on the glass. They did not allow a lot of second-chance opportunities for Nebraska, who was missing a lot of shots. Michigan State won the rebounding edge 42-30. But where the decisive advantage was in the defensive end, because Michigan State had 10 offensive rebounds. Nebraska had 12. The difference is that Nebraska had 18 defensive boards. Michigan State had 32. And why do they have 32? Because Nebraska shot 33% from the floor, 19% from three-point. And so they were 5 of 26 from long range, 22 of 67 overall. And that's not going to be a winning recipe when you're playing Michigan State. We talked about the balanced scoring that you get from Nebraska. Well, they got theirs from James Palmer, who had 24 points. But he was 6 of 21 from the floor, so he wasn't super efficient. He was not good from long range. He was 1 of 6 overall. So he was 5 of 15 from 2, which is not obviously a great percent either. But he was 11 of 11, perfect from the free throw line to get to his 24 points. Isaac Copeland was next on the team with 13 points. But he was 5 of 12 from the floor, including 1 of 5 from long range. So again, inefficient scoring. They were the only double-digit scorers. Everybody else on the team for Nebraska struggled in the game last night. And while turnovers, especially in the first half for Michigan State, kept Nebraska in the game, it was Nebraska's inability to play, to get any kind of real flow on the offensive end, kept them from getting a victory in the game last night. It was a great opportunity for Nebraska. One of the biggest home games, it has to be one of the biggest home games in recent Nebraska basketball history, whatever that actually means. Like playing Michigan there last year, I'm guessing, but even more so this year because of the lofty ranking that Michigan State brings in this year and the expectations that Nebraska has for their team this year. And they had opportunities, and the place was rocking last night in Lincoln, but they could never quite get over the hump. And the game was close and whatnot or early in the second half, even towards the middle part of the second half. But in that middle part of the second half, when it was, 44-43 with about 9 and change to go. But from that point in time forward, it was Michigan State just started to pull away. And then, as I said, they kept them at arm's length. So a big win for Michigan State on the road last night at Nebraska, 70-64. And Michigan State is off the floor for a few days. They are back on the floor on Monday at home. Tonight in Big Ten, you've got Maryland at Ohio State at 6:30 on FS1, and you have Northwestern at Rutgers at 7 o'clock on BTN. So, as we say, each of these pretty much days or a series of games, there's a big game as far as you look at the standings. And the one tonight, Maryland at Ohio State, Maryland with one loss in the league, Ohio State on a skid trying to get off of their they're trying to get off their slide because Ohio State, they have not been playing their best basketball. When they restarted Big Ten play, they lost to Michigan State. It was a home game, but it was understandable you lose to Michigan State. And it was a close game until the end, and a couple of calls went against Ohio State. But they lost at Rutgers, and then they lost at Iowa. So they are coming in on a three-game losing streak. Their last good win, I guess, was at UCLA, but UCLA is not all that good this year. But they haven't had a win in 2019. Their last win was December 29th in non-conference play. So it's a big game tonight for Ohio State to try to get off the schneid and to to get back to the winning ways and kind of keep pace a little bit in the standings. This is one of the things that we keep talking about, right? You don't want to fall too far behind. Well, Ohio State's 2-4. A fourth loss to get to 2-4, falling them that another game back. And obviously creating separation because with Michigan and Michigan State undefeated in the league and Maryland with one loss in the league and a win tonight would keep them at that one loss number. Ohio State would fall three games behind them and also would fall a game in the loss column behind Wisconsin and Indiana and Minnesota and Iowa. And so every single one of these games are so important. This Big Ten season is going to be, and we keep saying it, and it's, I know we sound like a broken record, but these games are so much fun. Now, maybe not the Northwestern-Rutgers game tonight, because that game is about the bottom of the standings, but Maryland-Ohio State, Maryland has been playing really well. Ohio State has not been playing well at all, but Maryland now has to go on the road, and can Cowan, who's been terrific for the last three or four games from the point guard spot, Bruno Fernando has gotten better and better. It seems like every game is a big man in the inside. Jalen Smith, who's a really tall, stretch four type player, very athletic. They've got a lot of young guys. They're a young team. They're really talented. I still don't think they're very well coached, but they're really talented. They just beat Wisconsin at home, and they've beaten Wisconsin. And yeah, they've had some good wins lately. Now they have to go on the road to Columbus and try to beat the Buckeyes on the road. So that's a big game tonight at 6:30 in the Big Ten. Tomorrow in the Big Ten, you've got, again, these are important games. So obviously Michigan-Wisconsin's an important game. We know Michigan wants to maintain their undefeated record, maintain their top along with Michigan State, undefeated at the top of the Big Ten Conference. Wisconsin, again, one of those teams in that category of trying to hold, you know, maintain within arm's length of the top, arm's reach of the top, and stay in pace with everybody they're clustered with in that 2-3-4 loss category. So it's a big game for them, and they're at home. So you protect home court and then try to win a few on the road. In Michigan's case, they're trying to get this win on the road. So that's a big game tomorrow. We'll break that one down a little further throughout the morning. But you also have Indiana-Purdue tomorrow, so that's an important game. Indiana with two conference losses and Purdue with Indiana with three and Purdue with two conference losses respectively. So these teams are trying to create their, you know, trying to also stay in that top four range. And you're just going to have to watch it all year because there are so many of these big games week in, or really night in, day in and day out, because we're coming to the weekend and that game tomorrow is at 2:00. The question I have for Indiana, are they going to get better point guard play? Their point guard, who has missed some games recently, is back in the lineup. And the question for Finisi is how well, you know, how much more is he going to continue to improve upon what he's been doing, and how many more minutes can he play? But obviously this team is, as well as Romeo Langford and as well as Juwan Morgan play, those guys are really the keys to that squad. And Indiana, another team that has not played well as of late. Their last win was January 3rd against Illinois, but they lost at Michigan. They lost at Maryland. They lost at home by 15 points to Nebraska on Monday. So this game at Purdue tomorrow is a huge game. Because they need to get back on the winning track. They're kind of looking a little bit like Ohio State right now. They've been playing well, and then they started playing not as well, and they've been losing. Purdue, on the flip side, they have won three of their last four of the games that they've played in 2019. Those four Big Ten games, they've won three of the four of them. The lone loss was a loss at Michigan State, but they won at home against Iowa by 16. They won at Wisconsin in overtime, and they blew out Rutgers the other day on Tuesday. So Purdue is playing better basketball, and obviously Carson Edwards at point guard is a terrific player. So that's a big game tomorrow, 2:00. And then tomorrow night, Penn State at Minnesota. Minnesota's trying to get off their own little skid. They played really poorly in their last game, and they need this win because their next game after the game against Penn State tomorrow is a road game here in Ann Arbor on Tuesday. So they need that win because they've been very up and down in Big Ten play. They won at Wisconsin. They lost to Maryland. They won at Rutgers. They lost at Illinois. They gave Illinois on Wednesday their first win of Big Ten play. So now they play Penn State tomorrow night. So that's a game that they need. Minnesota does, based on the fact of what their upcoming schedule when they have to come here next, coming up on Tuesday. That would put together a string of more than likely three straight losses. And then, you know, again, when you look at the standings, what does three straight losses in the Big Ten do to you when it creates that separation? And the other game over the weekend in the Big Ten, well, I guess I should mention Monday, too, because it's a holiday weekend. But the games on Sunday, singular game, I should say, Illinois at Iowa at 1:00 on Sunday. And then Maryland at Michigan State on Monday night at 6:30, a huge game in the Big Ten. I'm really looking forward to that one. And although the last time there was a game like that, I was really looking forward to, I actually went to the game, and Maryland lost in a game they probably should have won. But that's besides the point. And then also on Monday, Nebraska is at Rutgers. So it's a big weekend in the Big Ten, locally highlighted by, of course, Michigan at Wisconsin coming up tomorrow at noon Eastern time, 11 local time. So again, hopefully the crowd will be maybe a little more subdued because it's early on in the day. Coming up on the side of the break, you're going to hear from Michigan men's gymnastics coach Kurt Golder here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.